I'll tell you, especially playing a big heavy team last night, being down the way we were early, so we had to expend a lot of energy trying to come back in the second and third period. And to turn that around 24 hours later, especially against a team that was waiting for us in our own town, coupled with the fact they're number one point team in the league, that's a big effort by the boys. I don't know, proud's big enough word. So everybody showed up. And the one guy that started with was Bish. So he gets, he doesn't make it into the second period last night, and for him to come up as big as he did today for us says a lot about the kid.
Seems like that's your team, though. They kind of get ticked off when they lose and when they don't perform well the night before. That's like a characteristic of this group. They don't like to
Well, you definitely don't want the team that's not ticked off when you lose. But, yeah, there's the guys just left them alone today. And I think a little bit of leadership took over, especially these back-to-backs. It's imperative you've got to get the lead. And I think that first period, much like the game before, which just reversed, was we kind of dictated play in the first, and then it was probably back and forth a little bit in the second and third. But you look at the guys laying out blocking shots and chipping pucks out. And was it a perfect game? No. Do I wish we wouldn't give up those last two goals, for Bish's sake? But ultimately, getting the 2 points is what matters, and we did that.
Talk about that Boyle, his versatility. I mean, plays in D to 9. Yeah. What's he brought to this team? Could wind up with 20 goals.
Yeah, that'd be unreal if he did. We needed that type of player in our lineup, and he's just got that big game experience. When the guys that usually get in the newspaper, the guys that score, the power play guys or guys that score all the goals and stuff like that, big point guys, the goaltenders, but what goes unnoticed are a lot of times the guys that have to play the big minutes when you have the lead. And I can't say enough about what Brian's done for us. He wins us big draws. He'll block that big shot for you. And then we've run into a little thin on the decor, and you can put him back there, and he seems to make plays all over the ice for us. So coupled with the fact that the kids played deep into the playoffs for the past few years, it's what you need. And it's not sitting here saying, well, Brian Boyle's a 20-minute player. He plays his 13, 14, but it's an effective 13, 14, and it's nice when you have a line or lines that every time you throw them on the ice, any one of them can score. And so if Brian Boyle's going to end up with 20 goals, that's not bad for the situations he's been put in.
No other team in this league, I think, has 9 guys with at least 10 goals. What does that say about this club?
Well, the one thing, I think you can always teach defense, but I don't know if you can ultimately teach guys how to score. You can put players in positions to do that, but ultimately, these guys have to have a skill level to put a puck into the net. And I think, when it comes down to it, I'd rather have the guys that can put the puck in the net and teach them how to play D than have all the defensive guys and try and teach them how to put a puck in the net. And I think that's what we have in this group. But definitely not satisfied, and we definitely can't sit here and say, well, we're one of the top scoring teams in the league. That's just going to carry us to the promised land. We still have to, our mandate was we wanted to be a top 5 defensive team. We're a long way from that. We're trying to inch our way closer. We've done that here a little better in the second half, but we're going to have to be better if we want to extend our season.
You mentioned putting puck in the net. Kucherov went 14 games without one. I just got 3 in a row with one. I mean, up 20 times.
Must be using Paquette stick.
Yeah, exactly. Based on how much he grew from last year to this year, to where he's 20 this season, able to withstand those kind of droughts and
Part of it is when he went in this drought last year, but it was way more games. It was 30 plus games, and the frustration level with him last year, was mountains ahead of what it is now. Now he understands that. I think when sometimes players come into the league, they think, like, why can't I score every single night? I scored my very first game on my very first shift. I should be able to do this every night. Well, it doesn't work that way. And you have to be able to weather those storms when pucks aren't going in for you. But the big thing is you show them, you know, because it was Johnny Cooch and Platt. They went 5 or 6 games without anything. But you show them all the good things they're doing. You show them the offensive time they're spending and the shots they're getting. Sometimes you're up against a good goalie. Sometimes you're hitting a post. It's just you can't let them get down because eventually they're good enough players. They're going to come out of it, and they're showing that they're coming out of it.